Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Well. Just two gays and a turkey. Oh.
I just sat on Tony's head.
Oh.
Oh. Sometimes I accidentally like hit him in the head, or like I'll swing my arm and like smack him in the face.
He doesn't mind.
No.
He loves to be crushed.
He knows that it is not out of a place of anger. It's just an accident.
Listen, dogs sit on each other all the time.
Yeah, they're always just like flopping around. I can't believe Byron's coming to an end all.
Byron Bays. How many do we have left all?
There's only two left, which I'm also like kind of thank God because...
Is this a flop show?
No, it has the bones.
It does. It's not a Tampa Bays. It's a Byron Bays.
It's Byron Bays. It's a little different down under doll. But if they continue down the path that they're going, it's total flop energy. But if they decide to promote and hone in on who the true delusional reality divas are of this show and focus on their lives and their perspectives, then I think it could be saved.
AK, where the fuck was Hannah in this episode?
I think she's in rehab.
She's in a psych ward, doll.
She's dull. She's drawing out, doll. She's had a little too much crystal meth, doll. Yeah.
She really got into crystal culture a little too hard, doll.
Yeah, she found a geode and it came in a baggy, doll, and she sniffed it right up and now she's drying out in the psych ward.
Or is she literally in a geode?
She could be like underground. Hibernating. She's taken to a cave somewhere.
She's spelunking. But like that was sort of like, you feel her presence when she's not there.
I know, like she's always haunting the space, but in a great way.
Should we just get into it?
We can. I just need... I wish you were watching Real Housewives this season.
Well, tell me about it.
Real Housewives of New Jersey. I guess I'll do the labor for you. Real Housewives of New Jersey is really good this season. It's been good to be back. I've missed my Jersey gals so much. And I've gotten introduced to new gals like Jackie and Margaret and that...
Dolores.
I love Dolores. She's a queen. By the way. My like secret dark obsession is this app called Real Self that's like the Yelp of plastic surgery, and I'm always like going through like ratings and procedures and seeing what's up, and I found literally Dolores's before and after of a facelift on there.
Was it good?
Yeah, I mean
she's beautiful.
I mean, you be the judge. She looks great.
Yeah,
but wow. It was like I was like, is that Dolores Cattan? And I was like, yes, I saved it to my desktop.
Was it like a New Jersey doctor?
I think so. I could like find again who the doctor is.
New Jersey's got a lot of plastic surgeries, though.
Yeah.
That's funny because my mom literally called me today to say that she thinks Teresa Giudice should not be on TV anymore.
I kind of think that as well because...
My mom was like, she's like, I've been loyal to her. I've loved her ever since the beginning. And she goes, but I had to unfollow her on Instagram.
Ooh.
And I was like, the Dorothy's unfollow.
Thrown down the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because... So she's in her like love bubble with Louis, her fiance. And their relationship has gotten really serious. She's like, they're moving in together this season. She moves out of like the Casa fucking de. Mansion with the wing doors.
Vincenzo's Palazzo.
I know. And they move into, remember the wine cellar in there? Haunting. And they move into like a new, like gorgeous house.
Yeah.
But there's something kind of weird about Louis. Like, I guess all these videos popped up. He did one of those men's retreats that's like, it seems like it, my like emotional growth boarding school, but for men, where they like go and they run around with their shirts off and talk about their feelings and like how to be like strong men for the women in their lives. It's like bizarre, but I think some men do this and like, I guess more power to them if they're really getting in touch with their emotions, like... Eye roll, but go off, King. But so the video of him like at this place got leaked, and then everyone on the show is like, "Is he gonna talk about this? Like, what the fuck is going on?
What's he doing in the video?
He's like shirtless with a bunch of men, and he's like, I pledge to be like a strong man, like there for my women. Like, it's really weird. It's like
that's a little like men's rights."
I don't think it's men's rights, though. I think it's, like, billed as being, like, a strong father figure or something. I'm not really sure. I haven't done any research.
It's a little spooky.
I mean, honey, there's a lot of spooky stuff out there.
Yeah.
And to that, I would say there's way spookier stuff than that.
But it's, like, just cringe enough.
It's extreme. I think the thing is it's extreme cringe energy, and he's not addressing it. And then there have been allegations from his ex that he was like physically abusive to her.
Yeah, it feels like a kind of like place where to reform.
Yeah, but those are like, I don't know how connected they are. They're two separate things, but they could be connected, but we don't know because Teresa's basically like blocking any sort of conversation about it, and if someone even tries to bring it up, she literally flips the fuck out.
Has that always not been her MO though?
I know, like, and she like runs away, and like, yeah. And I'm sorry, I don't think you should be allowed to leave
no
anymore. I think there needs to be, across every reality show, the mandate is you stay and you engage, and if you leave, you're fired from the show.
But it's, you know, someone like her who's literally helped.
She's legacy.
She's helped put the franchise on the map. She feels she can do whatever she wants. It's her show.
I know, but it's like, I think she's shooting herself in the foot, to be honest, because you see the show function just fine without her.
Yeah.
And I think arguably better without her, because I love it when she like throws plates or like throws booze on someone. But if you're going to just do that and leave, like, I need you to see it through to the end and then have some sort of resolution. Like, you can't just like destroy a group dinner and then leave and then go check into a hotel. She's always just leaving and checking into hotels.
Teresa is a very, like, she's one of the most frustrating people to watch, because you're just like, how are you? And I hate to sound mean, but I think her biggest issue is that she's stupid. I think she's savvy in a lot of ways, but I think she's kind of dumb. And I think when you're dumb and you have anger and you're reactive and you have a huge ego and a fragile, fragile sense of self, it's a recipe for disaster. And I'm not trying to sound like mean, but like, and I know she's played up the like not knowing how to say words. Like, I think a lot of it is like, and I think somewhat genuine, because it's like ESL, because she's from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she plays up a caricature of herself in a lot of ways, but I think she's just like kind of a big dum-dum. And like, I have respect for her and her hustle, but I don't think she's
nuanced. Dolores put it really well, because she's kind of had Tree's back this entire season, and she's also pretty neutral. Like, she's not like coming hard for anyone, but she was like, she was with a man forever that just like, was so mean to her, never had a nice thing to say, cut her down all the time. And so now when she's found love, she doesn't want it to be like questioned, because she just wants it to be really good, because it's the first guy she's ever been with who's like really genuinely loves her and is like nice to her. So I understand that. And I do think she's way too reactive and she has terrible anger management. I don't know if she's dumb though.
Okay, let me clarify. By dumb, I don't mean like intelligence. I mean like EQ.
Mm-hmm.
She's dumb, and she's like, in a lot of ways, dumb as a fox. But I think she's a savvy, smart person in a lot of
ways. Dumb as a fox, not dumb as rocks.
But I think she's kind of an emotional dum-dum, and I think she doesn't know how to navigate in the world. Like, she doesn't know how to... I think she's been famous for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She's lived in her own sort of universe where she kind of can do whatever she wants. And I think it... I don't think she was like... I'm not articulating myself.
She's living in a place of complete and utter delusion. And
maybe
what made
it less delusion, maybe less dumb. And
she's delusional.
I don't mean dumb stupidity. I mean dumb, like she's there's a dimness to her that's like emotional dimness,
mm-hmm.
and I think it causes a lot of issues with her. And I think it's challenging for her to operate in this world. And I think she's dealing with a lot of trauma. Joe is a fucking pig person who traumatized and abused her emotionally and was a terrible husband. I'm sorry. He's a bad guy, and he dragged her into a whole world of hurt. But I think she has a lot of anger. She has a lot of rage. She has sadness from that. And I think that I respect her hustle. I know that she had to do whatever she had to for her daughters. And I genuinely think she's a good mom in that way. But I think it's challenging for Tree.
Okay, I agree. And I think that she is incredibly delusional. And that was made iconically clear to me in this most recent episode, because the girls are in Nashville. And
whoa.
A bunch of them went to go like to some recording studio for a day to record a song. And Tree had just like blown the fuck up at Margaret and was like, I'm not going to this studio with them. Like, and so Dolores is like, why don't we have a girls' day and we'll just go shopping? And she's like, I love that. And so they go to a boot store. They go to the boot barn, and Tree walks in. And this is truly the moment I was like, oh, she's like really unwell. Like, things are not right. She walked up to a tiny ankle boot, a blue suede ankle boot with fringe, and she pulled it down. She goes, oh, this is really cute. This is really cute. Like, how much is this? And I was like, I silent screamed. It was
That's
not.
That's how you know.
And I was like, something's gravely wrong with this woman.
Yeah, I totally get why she's literally running away from hearing any kind of truth about this person.
Not even truth, just like is not even open to discourse, like
question.
Can't even just be like, yeah, that he has like drama with his ex, or like he did this thing that I don't know why the video got out. Like,
it's weird.
Just acknowledging, even just acknowledging that there's something weird, that something is weird, is too much for her. She cannot do it.
Well, and I was watching her on Watch What Happens Live, and she...
Ooh, what'd she have to say for herself?
Well, Gia was the bartender, and Gia has a blankness to her, too. But
she has, I think, trauma.
Totally.
And she's the oldest, so...
She's seen a lot. She's had to be a parent, I think, to her sisters, but... Yeah.
And to her parents.
Yeah, to her parents.
I think she has more emotional EQ than her parents, and even than Joe sometimes.
100%. Judice?
Joe Gorga.
Joe Gorga. But she's not signing a prenup.
Gia isn't?
No, Teresa.
Oh.
And Andy was like...
Are you joking?
Well, everyone was kind of like... I think there was some other person on with her. Was it Bridget Everett or some like really like a funny, and they were just like, wait, everyone was like, no, 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 no. And you have to sign a prenup. And Teresa's like, we don't need one. It's all good. And I was like, and that kind of made me a little bit like, uh-oh, is he like a Dirty John? I was a little, that made me a little nervous.
I don't know enough about him to like make that call.
That is a delusion. That's delusion too.
Okay, so on Summer House this season, two of the like OG cast members are getting married.
Right.
And they're Kyle and Amanda.
Yeah.
And their relationship has been like rocky, to put it kindly. Yeah. And then leading up to the marriage, it's very kind of like Tom and Katie vibes, like maybe they don't need to get married, or there's like deep problems in this relationship and like TBD. But now one of the big plot points, which I never really know how serious this is, but it is like, because they Kyle created this beverage company called Loverboy.
Right.
And Amanda works.
Is it doing well?
It's doing really well. I mean, yeah, it's like doing great. And Amanda works on it as like the marketing. She does like all graphic design and marketing stuff. So she's like helped design it, but is like very involved with the brand.
Right.
And like they work together and they're getting married. Like their lives are very intertwined. So a big talking point this season has been like, his business, his investors are like, you need to have a prenup so that if anything goes wrong, like we just all know that like the money isn't going to get fucked up. And then she's like, I don't want to have a prenup. Like, don't you think that that's just like banking on the fact that our like marriage is going to fail? Like, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, okay. So then I started thinking like, I just thought everyone had prenups. Like, I thought that that's like what everyone does. That's standard practice. Like, that is just how it is. And then I was texting like a friend and like texting her like the drama. And she was like, oh, we don't have a prenup. And I guess like her and her husband, I guess like they don't need one. I was like shocked even by that. I was like, you mean to tell? I was like, I thought everyone did. She was like, well, I don't think so. I think lots of people just don't.
I think people, when they get divorced, or if they're like domestic legally partners and they have like shared property, I think if it's amicable enough, I think there's a way to like divide with function and healthy division.
Yeah. Or you can, like, I've known people that didn't have a prenup and got divorced and they just had a mediator.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen in a relationship. And like, I think when Teresa, when I heard her say that, I was like,
that's just like,
that makes that, I'm sorry, it points to my case of being a dumb.
Yeah. And I, if I was her daughter, I would be furious.
I think Gia might have even said like, I want her to sign it or something. But like, that's,
yeah.
Teresa has busted her fucking ass to get them out of financial ruin. And they're now wealthy again because of Teresa. And she's a hustler. That's her children's, you know, that's money for her family. And like,
I think Louis's wealthy too, but I'm not exactly sure. I don't try. If I was that, I would get a prenup.
Isn't she also being mean to Joe Gorga?
I mean, she's always... It's the relationship between her and Joe and Melissa has evolved a lot because like they're really conscious about having her back and like being loyal to her, or making her feel like they're very loyal to her, like demonstrating like that they care about her. They're on her side. They've learned that they have to do that. But they also are in an interesting situation because like you just see over and over, like they choose Teresa knowing that if they don't, there's going to be hell to pay down the line. And I guess now she's not inviting Melissa to her wedding. She didn't invite Melissa to her wedding to Louis. So
that's,
I'm like,
so mean.
God, why are you? It doesn't, she doesn't really have to be like this. That's the hard thing with her, is it just doesn't have to be like this. And she makes it much harder than it needs to be.
I think I usually like to think there's more nuance and complication to these sorts of situations, but that is just jealous hater.
Yeah, it's like, it's, there's something.
I have to say, when I interviewed them,
but I know that's what, and I keep thinking about that because you said like she was really nice and like soft spoken, and even on Housewives on the Island, she was like
island
very
gal.
Island gals. It was, she was really also kind. It was a whole different side of Teresa, and
but
like much more vulnerable.
But they felt like they were true sisters when I saw them. Like they were like, Tree, are we driving home together? Like they were very like,
well, they're family at this point. They've been in each other's lives for so long. Like she's her brother's, Melissa's, Joe's wife for forever. Like, that's to go up. Out of your way to be like, you're not invited. It's just like,
and I'm sorry, I also really believe that Melissa and Joe were fucking there for them when they were going through their you know, staggered prison sentences.
Yeah,
Joe Gorga moved Gia into Rutgers. Like, he's been a really good god. Like,
Zio Joe,
Zio,
been there.
Zio and Zia are like really the Zio and Zia Gorgas. They're good. They've been there for those kids and that family.
They have.
Teresa, she's gonna be alone if she keeps pushing people away like this. She'll always have like a lackey.
Yeah, and she has her daughters. But
yeah, but then when you get into that weird like family clan kind of thing,
she's very like, it's her and her daughters. I just realized they're like Jersey Little Women.
They are.
They are. But I want the best for her. But she really makes it. She's making it difficult. And I kind of am agreeing with Dorothy. Like, maybe she just doesn't need to be on the show anymore. Like,
time.
I'm fascinated by her and Louis's relationship, but she can't just storm. You can't just storm off and like refuse to engage and like go stay in hotels.
No.
Like, that's not, you're no longer like part of
the show. And that's like when Denise Richards was like, bravo, bravo, bravo. It's like, sorry, honey, you can't.
No, bitch, that's not how this works.
And they all were kind of saying that to her, like,
yeah.
And like, I love Denise. I wish she was back, but I'm like,
I crave her, but babe. Like, what the fuck, though? When did it become, like,
the thing?
Or when did, like, people think that they now have, like, a sense of agency when they're doing their job?
I think it's because people now are so aware of the cameras. They're so controlling of their image because they know the gays are going to be tweeting about it, clacking away on the...
Yeah, and the gays will go off. The Insta girls and gays will go off.
So now they know... If there's a moment where they don't feel like they're controlling their narrative, they like freak out.
But
so,
no, that's like,
no,
why,
I know.
But why on earth would you sign up for a reality? Like, it's like, it's, have you ever watched a reality show in your goddamn life? Do you even know what this is about?
No, but notice how most of the people are like the vets doing that, like the old timers. And Denise is a movie star. So like, she's just from a different, where she's like cut, you know?
Yeah.
But like, they're all Val cherishing it because they're basically all going, Jane, no, I can't, you know? And it's like, they've been at it for so long that they feel like they're like gods of their own world. It's crazy. It's fascinating.
But I guess like, I'm like, how do we deal with this from a production standpoint? Like, should you just follow them then? And like,
take a meeting.
I think that production needs to take a meeting and figure out how they're going to handle it. Because
no, I'm saying you take a meeting with them.
No, I'm like ready to consult because I have I have nothing but never ending thoughts on how to make all these shows better. And I feel like,
girly, it's
your time. I feel like it would behoove literally every single person at these major networks to like listen to me.
Well, speaking of a show that we should be consulting on, Dole.
Dole.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And you're listening to
Sexy, Unique Podcast.
Bays of Our Lives. Dole.
The only people who are allowed to stay who are serving iconic reality delusion are Elle, Alex, Jade, Hannah, Simba, and the sisters. They can stay. The rest, Kai, Ilias, Nathan, you're cut. You're done.
Saskia, stay.
Saskia.
She's a shit sir.
She's a shit fucking sir.
And Jess can stay.
The sisters, yeah.
Oh, the sisters.
Jess and Lauren, who has said not a thing also.
No,
Lauren
Saskia
literally shows up and is like super thin, then lays down and is super thin and like looks at someone, and that's all she's done all season, but she can stay.
Well, Doll, I don't think she can move because she's so thin.
She's hungry.
But Saskia, just for the sake of her starting shit and getting into the mix, I like her.
Yeah, and she's a plant. She's a beach.
She's a production plant.
For me, I'm like, I guess you can fucking say.
Yeah, Saskia is Sydney Sweeney's older sister.
She is.
Sydney Sweeney.
She is.
Right? It's uncanny.
For some reason, I think I believe that Sydney Sweeney is Australian, even though she's not, just because her name is Sydney.
Sydney.
And she looks kind of Australian.
She does.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
We come back onto Elle's mermaid
fundraiser
party.
I also was cackling to myself remembering the mermaid performance. Just swimming
look.
Underwater.
Nathan is just sitting with his arm around Kai. I'm like, hot.
Yeah. New cut to the argument of a lifetime.
Saskia is just...
just lave.
Saskia is just... I just... Saskia's a bitch.
She's a bitch, but like,
but I love
we
it.
Need it.
I need her. We need her.
Honestly, okay, Sarah, you're fucking fired. You're a flop. You're a disgrace. You're an absolute
disgrace. Honestly, you're a disgrace.
Sarah's leave energy. I'm like, you've not earned the right. No one here has the right to leave. You actually forfeit your human rights by going on reality TV, and you're now abductees, and you're not allowed to fucking leave.
Girlies, we're on a show called Byron Bays.
Films literally outside of the city limits in Byron.
You have no right nor...
no, you have no rights.
You have to bring it.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, Saskia's fucking bringing it.
Sarah is bringing flop energy. She's not even bringing... like, if I was from the Gold Coast, if I was a Goldie...
yeah, get fucking
I'd be
Gold Coast
really,
on her ass.
I'd be really pissed because I'd be like, this is not representative of what I bring to the table as a Gold Coastian. As a Goldie...
I would go hard. I would go like Jade level.
I want a true Goldie to stomp in a bandage dress with tits to the gods and lips and boot Sarah out of the mix and then slap Saskia in the face.
I want it to be like a Twin Peaks thing where Laura Palmer's doppelganger comes back wearing like glasses and it's just Sarah. And this one has giant teats, bandage dress, heels to the gods, and hair teased to the high heavens.
Sarah just goes, I've had enough. She goes, I need to leave.
Elle is basically
not a star. No. I'm sorry, you're not a fucking star.
Elle is basically like, Nathan would never say that. Nathan would never say that about, you're lying to me. Because she does not believe Sarah that Nathan told her that Elle was talking shit about Sarah.
Elle's living in mermaid reality.
But I love it.
She is mer-brain.
But I need it.
I crave.
And she literally is like gaslighting everyone around her.
She's operating from a place of, if I just say it enough times, people will believe it. But also not reading the cues that like, it's like three people in a row she does the same thing to this episode. And each person's like, but no, like that's not. And she's not smart enough to pick up on like, this tactic isn't working. I should switch up my approach.
Or is she a genius?
Remains to be seen, doll, but I'm here for the ride.
I also think that she's like, nothing can be out of the narrative that I'm setting for myself, because she has aspirations.
She's here planning to save the reef.
She's planning to be like president of the world one day. So she's like, I can't have any hiccups on my way to on the ascension. She's talking about the ascension.
I want her to run for president of the United States.
People would vote for her.
I would.
She'd fucking win.
She would.
I like Sarah explaining everything to Alex. And as she's talking with her hands, her glass, her highball just keeps clinking and clinking.
Alex goes to meet Jade. And Jade's wearing...
Oh, wait. I have a few things to
say.
Oh,
what?
Nathan has a giant ass. Huge moon ass.
Nathan's like off my radar. He is like a full moon for me. He's moon emoji. And I'm not here for it. I'm just not here for Nathan.
Nathan goes, Sarah's hasn't done anything to anyone. And I feel like she's having a really tough gar. And Sarah goes, I'm feeling honestly awful. And so she and Alex leave and they take a cab out to the...
A minivan.
They're
cab.
Like the Outback.
No, I'm serious. They're outside of the city limit.
Where the
they're
fuck basic, are they?
They're literally in the countryside. Yeah, because all of Byron Bay said, you are not allowed to film here at all.
They're in Wolf Creek.
You can do your show elsewhere. Not here.
Yeah.
Go.
She goes, go.
Go find another place, doll.
Sarah's having a real tough go here. So Alex goes to meet Jade at his genuinely chic house.
He lives in like a little hobbit's lair, but then it's all bleached wood. It is chic.
It was giving me like Beechwood Canyon.
It was giving me more like Hawaii, like tropical underground. Yeah. But then Jade's wearing like a pirate's booty shirt in his like confessional that I was also thrown by, but liked. Jade loves a lace-up moment.
I think Jade's tall.
I can't get a clear read on anything about Jade, and I love that about
him.
Me
too. Like,
is he short? Is he tall? Is
what
he young?
Is he
old?
Binary for me? Like, am I...
Is he femme? Is he butch?
Is he sexy in person?
I really don't know.
Like, I feel like there's... I honestly think there's
he's
a part of me that might
like
be, like,
Kate Moss. He's
kind
like,
of into him if I saw him in person.
He's full of mystery and intrigue. That's why he's the most full of male in all Australia,
on the continent. Alex arrives and it's pouring rain in this whole episode, basically. Alex goes, yeah, so Jade's really throwing doggos my way. So I've got to go chat with him.
Bury the hatchet with Jade.
So he brings over vodka as a peace offering. And they actually have like they find some common ground.
Jade's whole vibe is incredibly bleak to me. He goes, I've had my phone every single day of my life. And I don't think Alex will ever understand what Instagram means to me.
He goes, my followers are my best friends. I'm like,
oh. I love them. They love me.
He came out of the womb with an iPhone before there was even iPhones.
He came out of the womb with Instagram. Like, his handle was already chosen and Instagram was downloaded and out on his iPhone fetus.
Do you think in the future babies are going to like, and by the future I mean the next 10 years, do you think babies are going to start coming out like with a handle?
Yeah, I mean, Sheena's baby had a handle before she was born.
No, but like, I mean, like, that's like one of the hospital like state requirements is like...
It's on the birth certificate. Probably. They'll probably come out with just Instagram, like, gets embedded into their, like, it's a chip in their skin immediately upon birth.
It's really hectic, Dole.
It's true hectic.
Jade goes, I'm from a small-ass country town. Because I didn't have any friends growing up. It's been hard for me. So my Instagram is truly my life.
From my phone every single day of my life, building this. It was like, sounds sad.
And Alex is kind of like, I think Alex in this moment feels for Jade. And he's like,
I think anyone with a soul feels for Jade. Because I'm like, damn.
He's like, look, queen, I get it. We both were gays in small towns. He's like, I was a fat redhead with acne.
I said, this is gay healing.
And they have like kind of a gay bonding.
Is how to heal gay on gay violence. And this is the kind of energy the gays need to bring to each other to like move the community forward.
He goes, you know, he said, Alex refers to himself as escargot. At one point, Jay goes, I don't know what is that?
I'm like escargot doll. I'm a really acquired taste. And Jade goes, what? I don't know what escargot is.
He's like, it's like a snail.
He goes, snails.
He goes, you know what? I'm going to get blackout. And Jade goes, I can't.
Jade goes, Alex has a really big vocabulary and he definitely passed year 12. Jade.
He's a regular Eliza Doolittle.
Why didn't Jade pass year 12? Why does Jade not have a high school diploma?
Because he was pursuing his career, doll. Because the minute
I guess it's like paying off, so.
Yeah, clearly that fucking house he's in. Doll.
Doll, the Turkish followers. They're where it's at. Should I buy a bunch of Turkish followers?
Sure. See how your life improves.
I think I could hit Turkey. In Turkey.
Nathan, okay. I'm an Nathan ear truther. Because as someone...
Tell me about the ears.
This. So when I was a kid, from pretty much the get-go, like before year one,
mm-hmm.
like there was pictures of me. I always soothed by pulling on my ears, like folding them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always played with my ears. My cartilage is very low in my ears and they stick out a little more. And I have done this before where I will tuck my ears into a hat and sort of just to like press it back because I have like insecurity about my ears.
You don't want your ears to show.
No. And Nathan's ears are a little too pushed back. And there was a moment where he had his ears tucked into his hat.
And you were like, I know what this move is.
I was like, bitch, I see you. And I was like, I see this gay. I know what he's doing. And then when I couldn't stop truthing about it in my head. And there was a moment where he was looking square into the camera and his ears were like, it's like everyone's ears stick out a little. His ears were non-existent.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I see what he's doing.
Like he's taping them?
I think he's like made his ears. It's like it takes one to know one.
Out of the hat, were his ears like that?
They were stuck back.
So maybe he got ear surgery to get his ears pinned back. You think so?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And I get it. Like, I've thought about it too. I'm not judging you, Dole.
No, I had a period of my life where I was like, do my ears stick out like crazy and thinking that they did and then realizing like...
That's great if they do.
Everyone's ears stick out to some extent.
But Nathan, I just want to say, Dole, that I see you, Dole.
You know who's had ear surgery?
Who?
Kate Hudson.
Really?
Yeah. You can Google it, Dole.
Dole? Who was I looking at today, Dole, that had... Blake Lively, they were quoting Blake Lively as like an inspirational quote.
5150, I'm Colin Cedars.
Blake has a new line. Blake's always hawking something.
What is she hawking now?
She's a non-alcoholic bubbly drink.
Okay, this is the
Betty
new...
Betty Buzz or something.
The girlies are all realizing...
Sobriety's in.
Okay, I'm here for people stop not drinking alcohol anymore or drinking a lot less. I think that's like a net positive.
Yeah.
But obviously, the dark side of that is that now all the girlies are coming out with their non-alcoholic brands or, like, aligning themselves with non-alcoholic brands. I'm a Kin head. We literally, like, just drank Kin before recording. I support Bella.
Is this Bella?
Yeah, she's, like, the CEO of Kin now.
Hell yeah.
She, like, invested in it. Like, didn't start the brand, but she, like, I don't know if she bought a lot of stake in it, but she's now... She's now can only be pictured walking around New York with a laptop in one hand with like a Kin sticker on it. And that's how you know she's working.
I just support her in every way.
I'm obsessed with just like when the girlies actually, when the girlies pivot from like being hot to really starting to work, you must be photographed with a laptop.
Bella's put in the work.
I mean, she's a hard worker.
She also is like a legit activist for like Palestine and just like
she's a Muslim doll.
She just continues to get so much shit for it. And I just love that she's like, every day I'm gonna keep posting about it.
Whatever.
With her kin. But
Blake Lively is doing it. Yeah. I'm not gonna drink that. Katy Perry is doing it too. I'm like, bitch.
Katy. Please. Come on, Katy. Blake feels even more like, I actually expect that more from Blake than Kitty.
It just feels very bandwagon to both, for both of them. Like they've seen that this other, seems like Gia, which is the other brand that's like popping off in an Erewhon. It's like Gia and Kin are doing really well. So now the celebs are like, what can I do to get on the other?
I know that Blake has never drank though.
That's cool.
I think she's always been sober.
Love that.
I mean, she probably is like, I can't drink because I have to be
hot,
a waif, and like 8 feet tall. And so, but yeah, it's a weird journey to see all these celebs. Blake's always, I mean, Preserve, RIP.
I remember the countdown. So short-lived.
I think I was there for the...
I remember where I was the moment that I like first heard about Preserve and like Me looked too. At it. Like it made such an impact and then it was gone in a flash.
Yeah, I was working at Yahoo.
Mm-hmm. Should we come out with our own non-alcoholic line?
Sure.
Shirley Temple's.
Mm-hmm. My best friend canned though.
Ugh.
My best friend brought Shirley Temple mix for me for my birthday yesterday.
So sweet.
It was cute, doll. Saskia meets Nathan. And
I like don't care about Nathan and Elias's.
Basically, she
drama.
Shows Nathan an Instagram story of Elias boxing and like kind of making an allusion to Nathan that he's like gonna fight him.
Elias texted Nathan, "Meet me at the car park."
He's a flop.
And then Elias arrives in a boxing Insta story. It said, "Biding my time, ... but it's inevitable." Shut the fuck up.
Nathan's a flop, and he
Nathan.
No, Elias is a flop. He arrives by motorcycle and looks so gay on that motorcycle. And he meets Nathan in a clearing. And I'm like, these two are either going to fuck or kill each other.
I know, just fuck already. There's a rainbow in the sky behind them.
That's like the two options for a man.
Yeah, you either fuck or you destroy each other. Fuck or die trying.
Fuck or die.
That's literally how I feel about all men.
The binary of a man is like,
I think also that's what... There's heavy energy around men in particular right now. And I really think that they're, especially with straight-ish men, there's like a reckoning happening where they're feeling the fuck or die energy. And I think I'm noticing like a lot more kind of straight-leaning or identifying men really going through it and having their like babe moment. And I do think it stems down to like fuck or die.
Fuck or die.
Does anyone else like, Has anyone else picked up on this?
I've noticed from my just the few straight men I keep in my orbit, I've been noticing.
They're fragile.
I'm having a reckoning watching them.
I know.
But I'm like, I love it.
It's corrective, mm-hmm. But I'm also just, they're fragile right now.
But like, we've already been through our babe. And I'm still going through my babe in some ways, but like,
honey, I mean, it's never gonna end.
No, but like, we are at least, I think the gays and the girlies are at least,
they're constantly going through it
and they're open about it.
Yeah. The straights are like, they don't know what to do. And now they're like, really, I think it's causing them to flip out even more.
Like the straight guy that got kicked out of our show in San Francisco.
Yeah, that was a fuck or die scenario.
He was having a fuck or die scenario.
Yeah, like I'm telling you, you're going to see more of this. And maybe it started with like all the shooters and stuff. But like, I think that it's honestly, I'll babe out and I'll go on one right now. I think that it's trickling down to just like, quote unquote, like sane and normal members of society, male society, whatever that may be. But I do think the men folk are having a moment.
Let's hope it doesn't, like, I don't want them to kill us.
Where would they, like, come in this apartment building?
I'm making a joke. I'm just saying, like, it never ends well with men.
It's bad when they spiral, but I think, like,
it might be healing.
There's something afoot. That's all that I'm just gonna say.
I feel it. I get what you're saying.
Okay, cool.
Saskia and Elle meet for drinks, and Elle says, she walks in and you just see the bar from the outside and you hear them greeting each other and you just hear Elle go, "Yeah, I'm good." So Saskia,
Elle is high off of her successful fundraiser.
Her mermaid energy, she's reached peak mermaid. She's still, in her eyes, she's flopping as she walks.
She has mer brain. She's wet brain.
Saskia is basically like, "Hey, so I'm just going to be, go right to the chase. You lied to Sarah and said that you didn't say that she was fake when you literally said that at Kai's, and I heard you say it."
Elle goes, "I never said she's fake." And then Saskia goes, "You did, though."
You did. They're at a bar called The Crafty Cow. She goes, "You did, though."
And then Elle serves Dodie vibes. She says that she thinks, like, she and Nathan are, like, an old married couple.
And Saskia kind of looks at her like, "Oh, honey."
Mm-mm.
Elle goes, "Look, I've had my concerns about Sarah. She's from the Gold Coast. They wear short dresses." I'm like, you're a fucking snob. And I'm convinced Elle is secretly from the Gold Coast. No one is more obsessed with the Gold Coast and maintaining.
And just the shortness of the dresses.
No one is more obsessed with exerting dominance over the Gold Coast than Elle. So what the fuck happened to her? How did she get hurt by the Gold Coast? Did she fall in love with a guy from the Gold Coast?
Did she go and try on a bandage dress and then the shopkeep was rude to her about it? Like,
did she live undercover in the Gold Coast as a Goldie to, like, help the Australian, the Aussie police, Scotland Yard of Austin, like, take down an Australian serial killer? And
a movie called Never Been Gold.
Never Been Gold. Good as Gold.
Good as Gold.
And it's, like, on the cover. It's her.
But, like, I want that movie.
But did she, like, I want to know, something in her life has happened where she hates the Gold Coast in a way that's almost terrifying and, like, genocidal.
Like, what? I feel like they are trying to radicalize people against the Gold Coast and start committing Gold Coast genocide.
No, it's like class war against the Gold Coast. And I'm like, I'm not here for it. And I'm like, justice for the Gold Coast.
Let them be.
You know, I'd be fucking up in the Gold Coast because that's where I belong.
Also, they're literally, you're 45 minutes away. This is like your neighbor. That's like people hating West Hollywood. And like, I'm like, I live for lips and dresses.
Yeah, I love lips.
I love it. So what's the problem, Elle?
What's the problem, love? What? Why?
Good as gold. Never been gold.
And it's like her on the cover. It's like her with a hoop earring.
I need like an Australian movie production company to hire us to write Never Been Gold.
Hire us to write Australian thriller.
Never Been Kissed, but just...
No, it's an erotic thriller. It's like Basic Instinct.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, sure.
Gold Coast. She lives undercover as...
Wow. You took it in a whole different direction, but I'm down.
Listen, there have been murders in the Gold Coast. Elle used to be a police officer or some sort of... She was working for the Crown.
This sounds like a Randall Emmett joint.
She was working for the Crown. This is in my head.
What?
No, I'm talking...
The British Crown?
No, I'm joking. Like, oh. She was sent in to go undercover in the Gold Coast and uncover...
She's like MI6?
She's like an MI6 agent. She's going undercover, love, into the Gold Coast to uncover a murder. And so she has a bone to pick with the Gold Coast.
So this is like Fatal Attraction meets Miss Congeniality.
Yes.
Meets Never Been Kissed.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down. Hire us, doll.
It's all things gay meets all things
straight.
Straight. And it's a small...
So it's totally bi.
It's totally bi,
that's
doll.
That's the tagline. Totally. All things gay meet all things straight. It's totally bi.
No, it's a bi. It's... But
she's bisexual.
She's, oh, of course. No, she's pansexual in this.
Oh, yes.
She's beyond. And she, Elle, just has had a hard route. She's had a hard paper route with the Gold Coast, so she hates it so much. She came back to she almost died. This will be a gritty, this will be an Oscar contender. This will be one of those, like,
could use a little.
This will be the Michael Clayton of the Aussie erotic thriller.
I think we could bring a new layer. I think we could bring a new layer.
Anyway.
But so any execs who want to meet with us on Good as Gold.
We've got pitches, doll.
Mm-hmm. Pitches out our ass, doll.
And she lives.
We can take it in any direction.
She lives with a Gold Coast gay who's oblivious to her undercover work.
Yeah.
And he gets caught up in it, and something bad happens to him.
He gets killed.
And she has to go avenge him, mm-hmm. Beth Dutton style. So she's basically like, Saskia's basically like, okay, you're gaslighting me, and you're actually freaking me out because you said that.
Yeah, and I think you're just jealous of Nathan. It's becoming clear to me. I like that it took literally 6 episodes of this show for a thing that became clear to me within the first 2 minutes of the introduction of this character to, like, become explicitly clear in the world of the show. That would have been my note. Get right to that. Ep 1, doll.
Nathan and Sarah meet.
Blah, blah, blah. They're Sarah's serving giant, nothing.
She's a big zit on her.
She's huge.
She's a honker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I've been there.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Nathan goes, I'm in your corner, backing you hard.
And they, like, make out.
He's a blockhead.
He does. But I don't know why.
You love it. He looks like a Lego.
Saskia and Primi host a potty love.
They're always leaving food on the table in the show.
Eat it.
Nathan goes, let's get out of here. And then Sarah's like, yay. And then they leave and like two full additional plates of food and their wine.
Because Nathan's in a place of fuck or die.
Could just never be me.
He's like, I literally cannot do anything but fuck you right now.
I think they're faking this whole thing. I think this is just pure story.
Yeah. They have no chemistry.
They have no chemistry. And when they make out, it actually makes me sick. I did dry heave and have a little gag when they made out. And I think the gag was that I gagged. And I do believe that it's because they have no chemistry and it feels inauthentic, Dole. And my body rejected it.
Dole, something's going on with Nathan.
Something's not right. I want him off of my screen.
I can't tell if he's gay or just like something just off.
I think he's a straight man with something deeply off, yeah, which can often get interpreted as gay. But like some straights, it's like you're unwell. He wears like a very skinny, stretchy jean with a slide. He's like Tom Schwartz vibes.
Something's off with him and Elle and that and her boyfriend. But we find out.
It's sinister what she's doing to Stav. Did she fuck Nathan? Because I believe that she and Nathan fucked.
Yes.
Why are they also like prude on the show?
Yeah,
Is there prude energy in Australia? I thought Australians were mostly like drunk and slutty.
I don't know. Can any listeners weigh in?
Yeah, they seem really prude. Like Nathan's furious about getting called a fuckboy, and he's saying like he and Sarah are just like holding hands.
I think it might be kind of a conservative culture. Correct me if I'm wrong, but
and he and Elle like got really drunk and just made out. But I'm like, but they keep you're all it, fucking.
They keep calling it hooking up. I'm like, what are you in seventh grade? Like we're kissing is.
He said we got so drunk and kissed one night, but I'm like, you don't really do that. Like that's not.
I don't know what's going on. I know Australia has a lot of homophobia, so I think they might be leaning more conservative. And I think they're historically conservative, maybe. Could be wrong, though.
I thought everyone was like, DTF. Yeah, I've only seen like gay Australia, so.
Maybe in Sydney they're DTF. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sure all of,
Sydney and the bear bar, doll.
Australians are very attractive people, doll. But like, tell me, any Australian listeners, let us in a little.
I just thought everyone would be kind of fucking and sucking a little more.
Maybe in this area, maybe in Byron Bay, they're a little more.
Maybe outside the city limits of Byron Bay. It's not about that.
Basically, there's like a big fire or like a big beach bonfire kind of thing. This is boring.
Nathan and Sarah arrive holding hands, and I again was the gag came up in my throat. I was just like, I'm not buying what they're selling.
Sarah looks like Norma Rae.
She just cannot just be like
normal
and beachy.
Saskia asks Nathan, because Nathan's like, don't tell anyone, but like me and Elle fucked one night, basically.
Yeah.
AKA we fuck all the time because mm-hmm. they live together and she has a boyfriend and he probably watches. That's what I think.
I think it's like a dark.
Yeah. I think it's like
it's
a
dark thruple.
Cuck.
It's a cuck scenario.
Cuck gone wrong.
Because also isn't Stav very... He's small.
He's small.
He's very small bean. And Elle is large and in charge. She's a merman.
Can I just say mermaid. One of my biggest things that like I want to mute from my brain forever is when people on the internet say small.
I know, it's awful.
I'm small.
He's small bean.
But with him, it actually...
He is small.
Small. Swedish. He's like Swedish Smold.
What's his deal?
I think he's.
Maybe... Is Elle just like a dom and he's her sub and she like.
Nathan's her like.
He's into like humiliation rituals. So she calls Nathan in every once in a while to like fuck her in front of Stav to make him feel like a small bean.
Yeah. She's like, I need to get you ready to change the world before that can happen.
Does Stav just, like, does he have money and he's willing to, like, pay to save the coral reef? So that's why she's fucking him. Yeah. And then she secretly pines after her roommate, Nathan.
And he like jerks off his horrible dick as they fuck. And he goes, and when he's about to come, he goes, God save the queen.
I'm into the British infusion you've put.
Well, they are. They are a British. They're under the British crown.
Okay.
Love. Come on, love. The monarchy is...
Doll, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what goes on in that part of the world, doll.
QEE is in fully in charge of Australia, doll.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth is the head of the state.
Her posing with those horses.
Queen.
I was gagged at that.
Oh my God, there's a new book coming out. What is that? About...
The spill.
It's about the tea. It's about all the drama in the House of Windsor and all about Harry and Meghan. And
wow.
Tea is spilled.
What are they saying?
Just that Harry had a volatile temper and he almost got kicked out of school and like going to the army saved him. And he was just like so traumatized by his mom's death that he like got into lots of fights and had like a...
He was a big drinker too, right?
Yeah, he was like had a terrifying temper. He hated his dad. He used to like...
What's to like...
Apparently he used to like lunge at his legs and hit his legs and say like, stop making mommy cry when they were.
He's a sweet. This is what happens when you fuck with sweet little sensitive boys. I know.
And apparently Meghan, I mean, this is all like hearsay, but apparently.
How can you publish a book like this? Like people just be publishing just their thoughts.
Well, apparently this is all like according to like in Palace Insiders.
But how do
you... I don't know. It's definitely this is disgusting.
Do people have to go secretly on the record? Like, because otherwise isn't that defamatory and libel?
I mean, they'll probably sue. Meghan and Harry love to sue.
They're sue happy.
But Diana wrote her own memoir that, or her own biography, not written by her. She gave all the info to the guy in secret.
So is this that...
It could be something. I don't know. These people are good at like...
getting the tea.
But...
they go up to different palace people and they go, spill the tea, sis.
But apparently Meghan... And I think that there's a lot of agendas against Meghan. And I think...
Yeah.
I think that there's like gross...
There's a huge like anti-black agenda against Meghan.
So I don't
But
believe...
I also think Meghan is kind of like annoying.
Yeah, she's like an... annoying like Hollywood person who
she's
came
like
in...
really like,
but there's insane racism anyway. But the thing just says that Harry wanted out before Meghan came in, and she was sort of the
catalyst,
the answer for him, and so he like let her do whatever she wanted, and she was like, and they were like,
they do seem like real deal in love with each other.
Oh, for sure, they're like madly in love. There was one part in this like little write-up that I read where it was like the palace was shocked and horrified that Meghan was wanting to hit the ground running when she became... And I'm like, okay, so she wanted to like do work? They were like horrified that Meghan had like
ambition.
Autonomy and ambition. Which
it's
is like...
so weird. What
but,
a weird
but the way
culture.
It's written, I was like, this just sounds like they're all fucking lazy and rigid.
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to do? Just sit back and enjoy your wealth and status and, like, wait for someone to tell you you have to go to, like, Tahiti for a week to, like, wave at the locals?
They were like, Meghan, the other royals were horrified that Meghan had, like, when they first got engaged, Meghan had thoughts about, like, how she wanted to, like, choose her endeavors and, like, be charitable and, like, be an activist. And they were, like, not about it. And in the article I read, it makes, like, that... they made it sound like that was like scandalous. I was like,
who chooses that? Is it like a board of directors or something that chooses? And then they just say, do this. And you're like, okay.
I mean, it's the firm. That's what they call it.
That's insane.
Meghan just was like, I want to do this.
I'm glad that she got out of there. Honestly, their life is way better now. They're in Santa Barbara in insane mansion with like two beautiful kids and chickens. Like,
yeah, go on.
Life could not be better than being in England, doll.
Better than being
in bloody England,
married to Prince William.
Oof. He's just a human skull.
Inbred skull.
No, and like better than just being like cloudy all day. You're like, well, another day, it's cold. And it seems like they love to keep those palaces. They're really like, won't turn the heat on.
No, it's drafty.
That's what I learned from Spencer, is that
it's cold.
Heat never
goes
on.
She also didn't have a lot of...
She didn't have body fat. but also just like let the girly turn the heat on.
I know.
Can you, I like, I really relate. Like, I don't like it when people place parameters around.
You are clearly, you are.
I don't like any sort of boundaries, period, but I really don't like being cold. And like, I don't like parameters around like being able to turn the heat on.
No, you need layers.
I need layers and heat. That being said, though.
The girls. Sasuke is basically like, do you think Elle is just fucking jealous of Sarah because she's in love with you? And Nathan's like,
he's like, yeah.
Yeah. Great. And I just wrote, where's Hannah?
I know.
She's at the asylum.
She is at the, she's been 5150'd. She's on a 72-hour mandatory psychiatric hold.
Sasuke has Jess over, and Jess is like, yeah, fucking Elle came up to me and like shit on me because she tried to gaslight me and say that, like, again, that she did not say anything bad about Sarah. And yeah. I was like, no, you did. And then she called me out for it.
Because at the Bobby, Alex... Also, what I don't like about Sarah is that she's a spineless loser who makes gays do her bidding. Namely, Alex. Like, she's like, I don't know what to say to Elle. Like, is she coming? Like, I don't know.
He's like, doll, I'll do recon for you, doll.
And so he goes and grills Jess and is like, so I heard all the girls were calling Sarah fake. And Jess goes, well, yeah. And then he goes, busted, caught. And then, like, traps Elle. I was like, who actually, no one would ever care about, like, in the history of drama, someone calling someone else fake is the least of anyone's worries in a friend group.
Also, like,
have you ever known a friend to get mad about someone calling them fake?
Probably.
Like, really genuinely being like, I'm furious now.
Probably.
Okay.
I'm also like, this is, you know, this is all bullshit, because I'm like, sorry, but as a gay, I would not, Sarah is not iconic enough to stan.
No, she's, she that's not, the thing, and as I'm like, I would you much don't, you're not allowed to act this way, because you're not iconic enough.
But like, to her, like, I'm like, in no world would like the gays be loving Sarah.
They'd be like, loving Elle.
They'd be loving Elle or Hannah.
Hannah would be the number
or
one.
Jess
like, and her sister are also like good. I love that they've just claimed Jade.
I love
Jade cannot. He has been abducted by the sisters. Two sisters.
The sisters.
They can. He cannot leave their side. He's their conduit. And then Sarah, she's not worthy.
Saskia basically is like to Jess like, Elle's just totally lying. She goes, Sarah, yeah, this thing I'm about to tell you, you can't tell anyone, all right? And Jess is like, yeah, all right. She goes, Elle and Nathan have hooked up. They got drunk one night and they kissed. And then Jess is like, well, they live together, so they're clearly fucking all the time.
Yeah. Jess goes, wow, so hectic.
This is so hectic.
Things are really hectic.
And I was like,
down
honestly,
under.
It kind of is.
It is hectic.
It's hectic, doll.
I love them going like, so the love triangle we thought was happening between Elias, Nathan, and Sarah is actually between Elle and Nathan and Sarah.
And add in Stav.
And not to mention Stav. What's Stav doing? And like,
Jess goes,
this
oh my
should
God.
Have been the pilot episode. Yeah.
Well, not, this is when I'm like, okay, maybe the show does have potential.
Cut Elias. Nathan can stay in, but Nathan's I'm like, ready to snip.
We need one flop.
Sarah, cut.
Cut her. Unless...
I don't care. Like, I don't believe... I believe that Elle is very jealous, but I don't believe that Sarah and Nathan are actually really a thing.
Alex and Jade, stay.
Oh, absolutely. Stay forever. The sisters, stay. Simba, stay.
Kai,
you're gone.
You're gone. Saskia.
You're a bloody disgrace.
Stay.
Saskia, you can stay. Frimi, fine.
You can be a friend
stay
of.
Quiet.
And Hannah.
Hannah. Save Hannah. God save the queen. Indeed. Where is she?
God save the queen.
She literally is at the bottom of a cave. She went like spelunking and it got in a terrible accident and is like screaming for help at the bottom of a cave.
No, she went to a cave to like do ayahuasca.
And is stuck in there now for days. And we got to rescue her.
Got to go down.
It's a search and rescue mission, doll. I need her back. I crave her.
Jade spelunking with a little
being
cat.
Like slowly doll. Put down into a cave. He goes, ah! Someone's like, we're going to go spelunking.
It's
he goes,
the descent.
What? I don't know what that means.
It's the descent with Byron Bags.
We need also an episode where Jade goes like full Billy Madison and he goes back to school to do year 12. I want Jade in year 12.
He'll be the most popular girl in the whole school.
He would turn everyone like he would start drama.
God save the queen.
God
indeed.
Save the queen. What is even happening? I like no longer recognize the world we live in.
I don't either.
This is like, and just like that vibes, where things happen, you have no idea the rhyme or reason behind them, and you're forced to just like live with it.
Yeah.
Is that just what it's like to get older?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need older listeners to weigh in? Like, was there a period in your life where things just started happening and you were like, why? And then you have to like just deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that a new thing?
I think it's always been like that, but now things are worse and more uncanny.
Yeah.
Than ever before. God save.
I need I need my wise elders to weigh in and let us know. This is a moment where I desperately need you to let us know. I've never needed you to let us know more than just now. And I need you to stay true.
And buy tickets to our tour. And I wanted to give, this is a more a genuine note. I wanted to send love to friend of the pod, Alan Morris.
Alan, yes.
Amazing father, Robert Morris, who was an iconic actor, and she listened, so I wanted to give her a shout out. We both love you, and I'm so sorry to hear about your father's passing, and he was an amazing guy.
We send you love and light.
We love you, and
we love you, Dole.
We love your family and your father and the whole pod sup community is sending you love, Dole.
Sending you so much love, Dole.
She said she loves our accents, so.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Editing services provided by
Friend of the Pod Production.